Princess Podcast turns 21.
Legal.
What up, people? We here.
You're getting hyped tonight.
Oh, my God, dude. We are 21 tonight. I'm partying like we're 21. Princess Podcast at the Princess Lounge.
I'll just say like we're 21. Casa de la Prince.
Casa de la Prince. As always, your host, Jim, my main man, Steve.
What up?
We got intern Snow. Hanging out once again. Beth, let him come hang out. Love Beth. Love Beth. But hey, guys.
It's Friday night.
It's Friday night. We're in the eve of the divisional round. Wild card weekend was crazy. Absolutely
insane.
Crazy.
Insane.
No one saw half the shit. Vegas loves us. We hate Vegas. That's about the story. But we're on the eve of the divisional playoffs. But there's a lot of stuff that happened in between. Divisional, or the wild card and the divisional. So we have a jam-packed show, Steve.
We do.
What do we got going on, man?
The first thing we want to kick off with, we'll lead into the meat of the playoff. First thing let's just get out of the way is the coaching changes in the NFL. And we have a couple of them going on. First thing that I want to ask you about is, how do you feel about Adam Gase not going to New York and going to a team in Florida, which I did pick Florida.
You picked the wrong team. I couldn't even believe that you picked that Tampa was going to do it, because that was Tampa was open the last episode that we had. So Steve was talking about Tampa, and you know what? I knew Adam was going to get a job, and he deserves a job.
He did.
Adam Gase absolutely deserves a job.
He's not even 40 years old.
No, he's the youngest coach now at 37. He's the youngest coach.
What am I doing with my life?
Right.
God.
He's the youngest coach. And we're going to talk about the Giants coach. He's
probably
going to
start coaching Pee Wee Leagues.
They're going to do something, man. But, you know, Adam had to have seen. Adam Gase is a smart guy. He's been coveted by a lot of teams for a long time. And he chose to go to Miami.
So it's a great opportunity.
What I think he probably saw was Ryan Tannehill, potential to be that guy.
Yep.
Let me go fix Tannehill. Decent defense. You know, they got Naamikin Sue. They got some pieces there.
Yeah.
I wish him nothing but the best.
He's in a very tough division.
And I'm glad he's in the AFC.
He's at the bottom of a very tough division to play in.
Is he now, though?
Yeah. Miami's the bottom.
Well, according to
Rex, you got to look at it. You got Rex Ryan with the Bills that are going up. In our
Rex Ryan, who just hired his brother, by the way.
Yeah,
I called Rex that. Ryan, yeah. I think I mentioned that. Yeah. I was like, "Yeah, brother needs a job."
I don't think so. Because if that, then it'll just look the same. Like it'll be the same.
Can they argue on the sideline like any other game?
I hope CBS picks that up at some point.
I'm a mom's favorite.
That would be amazing. Like
it's not mom's favorite, dude. It's dad's favorite.
It'll be awesome to see them like arguing on TV, and then all of a sudden, mom steps in and pushes them away.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And obviously, the Ryans have ties to the Bears, so we're not completely off base when we jump off topic.
Yeah.
You know, with Buddy Ryan, obviously, 85 Bears, bear down. But yeah, I wish Adam nothing but the best. The Bears did the best thing that they could do in promoting their quarterback's coach, who apparently has gotten along with Cutler very well.
You're not going to fire Potts after one season.
None of that was going to happen. No. So Gase leaves. The new offensive coordinator now is going to be he was the quarterback's coach. Steve, you looked it up earlier. I can't remember his name. Low Gaines.
That's what I'm saying. His name is
Dow Loggains.
It's Loggains.
That's it. Dow Loggains. Congratulations, you new offensive coordinator for the Bears because of your relationship with Cutler. So, Adam, good luck. You know, like I said, I wish him the best. I'm glad he's not in the NFC. You know, there's a possibility of him going to the Giants and some other things. I'm glad he's in the AFC so we don't have to mess with him because I really think Adam Gase is going to be a superstar in this league.
Well, speaking of the Giants decided to hire within, which I thought was a great move for Eli's future, at least, with them. He's been through so many offensive coordinators there.
Yep.
Them hiring the offensive guy there.
And Eli, you know what? And Eli had...
They just got to fix their line and they'll be in good shape.
Eli had a great season that no one really wants to talk about. And I know you and I didn't really talk about because I fucking hate Eli Manning. But
well, that's a fantasy football fucking hatred.
It's deeper.
It's all around. He's been fucking them over for.
I literally hate Eli Manning. So we don't talk a lot
about
it.
He's been fucking you in fantasy for years.
But he's gotten... Yeah, he's gotten tremendously better. His numbers have been great under McAdoo. And, you know, I'm glad they stuck in-house, and it literally looks like the Giants are going to be coaching staff-wise essentially the same. Spagano is going to still be the defense coordinator. It looks like they're going to keep a lot of the same guys. Both the owner and GM acknowledged at the Giants that, it wasn't a coaching thing. Coughlin wasn't the problem. Coughlin decided to step away. It was amicable and all of that. Our problem was we didn't give the talent to the coaches to be able to coach them.
Yeah.
If they had a better group of players outside of Odell Beckham and Eli Manning, maybe Coughlin was still coaching, but Coughlin was probably like, you know what? You guys aren't fucking doing anything. We're just gonna, let's just move away, right? And McAdoo is like, all right, give me the players and I'll coach them.
Yeah.
So, good hire for the Giants. We'll see what happens.
Well, let's stick with the NFC East real quick. Philly has hired Andy Reid's assistant coach.
Forever ago, right?
Yeah. His ass man.
The irony. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. The irony.
It's a very weird story, but very good for him.
You shoved Andy Reid out, and he probably took like 6 or 7 guys to shove him out.
Yeah,
the big guy. Andy Reid,
and
right?
He rehired him back
and,
KC.
And he hired him to KC, and what's the guy's name? You know, I don't even remember.
It doesn't matter. I just thought it was very
it's his guy. They hired him. All of a sudden, the Eagles ownership is like, Maybe Andy Reid wasn't the problem because Andy Reid's still playing in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we're not. Let's get his guy because we can't get him back. So
it's still Philly's division to lose next year, in my opinion.
Well, that's early predictions.
Early predictions.
Tony Romo's going back.
They've got the talent there, dude. You know they do.
I still think the most talented team in the NFC East are the Cowboys. But. I mean, that's a whole different conversation.
That's a whole different conversation. Especially when they signed Matt Forte next year.
Yeah.
Real quick, Hugh Jackson is now the coach in Cleveland.
So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the only black coach that got a job in the offseason?
It's kind of like the Oscars. I feel like you might have got snubbed all around. What about Lovey? What about everyone else?
Lovey gets fired. Hugh Jackson gets the job.
Yeah, I've never.
And he gets to go to Cleveland.
I've never even heard the guy's name until someone just mentioned
Hugh Jackson coached in Oakland.
Hugh Jackson. He was. I'm not trying to take anything away from him.
I thought he was Wolverine for a second there.
He was an intern coach in Oakland, and he did a fantastic job. Should have fucking kept the job.
No, he did. He did. He was an intern.
Then
he got a year.
Then he got a year. Then he got fired.
Yeah. Hugh Jackson's a great coach. I'm not trying to take anything away.
He needs a different name though.
When I brought that up, I was not saying anything negative about Hugh Jackson. Hugh Jackson is a great coach. What I think is ironic is he is the only African American. I think I said black earlier. I don't know if anyone
racist.
The Indian guy saying that.
Yeah.
Is the only African American coach that gets a gig, but he goes to Cleveland.
I feel like it's his audition there or something.
So what do you think got him to Cleveland?
You can make it to Cleveland. You can make it anywhere.
Is it money? Is it, you know, the love that they showed him?
I think he sees the opportunity, right? I think he's if he can put his name on.
Philly was open before he got.
He was coveted by everyone. He was coveted by the 49ers, the Giants, the Eagles. Anyone that had an opening wanted Hugh Jackson. At least wanted to talk to Hugh Jackson.
I think they're trying to kill him.
And what I think happened was he. Goes through an interview process, and this is just me spitballing here, but he goes through an interview process and says, hey, Cleveland. And this may be just him testing, you know, how much he's got as far as, you know, say-so, right?
Yeah.
But he goes and says, you guys want to hire me? Cool. I don't want Johnny Manziel a part of this team. I won't take this job if Johnny Manziel is part of this team.
So.
Right. And for him to say that, and then all of a sudden, the owners to say, not a problem, will you still coach us? Yes. So what I think he was trying to do was saying, you know what, do I have personnel control per se? No, but they're going to listen to me. And maybe that wasn't the same case everywhere else.
They've made mistakes over the years.
Exactly.
They know they have.
And you know, like, anyone that's hired by the Eagles, head coach-wise, is not going to have player control, because Chip Kelly getting to do that, right? So Hugh Jackson says, right off the bat, during an interview process, I don't want Johnny Manziel part of this team. I won't even talk to you or consider accepting this job if he's part of it. And all of a sudden,
I don't think he has to worry about that. The Cleveland Browns don't.
Yeah, I get it, but
they
I thought
might
that was
nice trade bait.
Well, it's either going to trade him or they're going to cut him. But yeah. Hugh Jackson, wish him the best of the luck. I think he's a great coach. I'm tired of talking about Cleveland for the wrong reasons.
Exactly.
So
I hope he can
resurrect that program. Let's get Cleveland back in
the dog pound round.
Let's get him back in.
All right. So one last one that really hit on. Well, I guess we got two more. We got the Bucks hiring internally.
They might know something.
Dirk Koetter. Dirk.
So
is that your guy?
Well, so essentially, what the Bucks did was they fired Lovie Smith to promote their offensive coordinator, which makes zero sense to me. What did Lovie do to warrant getting fired? And what did he do?
He didn't win immediately.
Okay, cool. What did he also do? He got fired over the phone, dude.
That's pretty shitty.
Not even in person.
That's when you're pretty shitty.
Like, fuck off.
But Jim,
man,
this is a big business. This is the biggest business in America. This is the NFL, not for long. This is what it means.
So how many games in the Bucks
win?
Do you know?
I have no idea, but I can look it up.
If you don't win, you're out. You don't win, you're out.
Bucks had the number one pick last year.
Yeah.
Took Jameis Winston,
yeah.
Right?
All of a sudden,
how many wins did they have?
Six, seven, something like that.
At least six or seven wins.
He didn't deserve to be fired. Don't get me wrong.
Worst firing. And Lovie's been done wrong twice now because the Bears fired him.
6-10.
6-10. So they won like two or three games. Proven with a rookie quarterback, brand new coaching staff, et cetera, gets fired. Bears did him wrong when they fired him for trusting. So I was pissed when that shit happened.
I got a great idea, Snow. We have an opening for a fucking defensive coordinator, but
I wouldn't be mad.
If I'm Lovie Smith, I'm like, look,
Tony's boy
dude,
too. I would not be mad.
I was the Bears head coach for 8 years. I led them to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I had a winning record, and they got fired for a Mark Trestman, right? Who ran the Bears in the ground. The whole thing. Like, and then I go to Tampa. I take the worst team in the league to 6 wins, some signature wins. Jameis Winston has arguably the best rookie campaign outside of Andrew Luck and Cam Newton in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
And you're going to give all the credit to this offensive coordinator, nothing to Lovie? Bullshit. Bullshit.
I think Hugh needs to call Lovie.
Somebody needs to call him. Somebody call Lovie.
Yeah.
Please.
So Tom Coughlin is still on the board.
I think Coughlin's done.
Like,
I think he's done.
He's trying to sit out.
Yeah, I think he's done.
He might sit out for a year. He might come back. Soon.
Hopefully he comes back, but I don't know, man.
He's getting
He withdrew himself from the Eagles. The 49ers were a big fan.
That'd be a good place for Lovie, too.
49ers?
The Eagles?
49ers.
They're taking
the 49ers. Chip.
Yeah.
So this is a prelude, right?
Yeah.
To this episode, us turning 21. So I knew Chip Kelly was going to get a gig. I did. I knew that he would. He had a winning record. Snow and I talked about this. Chip Kelly, we were sitting at trivia, and we talked about this. This dude's got a winning record. He went 10-6, 10-6, 6-10.
One bad.
That was his three years.
And by bad, he still won.
And I think it's 6-9 because I don't think he gets credit for the last loss because he got fired before that.
Only thing I want to say about Chip Kelly in Philly. You inherited a team, ran with your team, and then all of a sudden decided that you were just, apparently from what we've heard in the media, he's terrible with personnel and terrible with employees and everything.
Right.
Like he's just, just
a
nerd.
Right?
He's just a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
And he's very good at what he does, allegedly, in college.
Sure.
But we're in the pros, and you do have to have a little bit of...
Let me ask you.
But when you go in and you basically become the TO of coaching, the team of
obliterator,
you traded Shady McCoy, you traded Nick Foles, you traded everything that was good last season. What the fuck are you doing?
Comparing.
He's not a GM.
Yeah.
Okay. That what we learned in Philly
he probably went to the GM and was just like, hey, trade this guy,
In Philly, he had final player control.
So he's the one that got rid of fucking Shady McCoy.
He did, right? But what he did was, he looked at it in terms of his system.
He's blocked, trade him off the team.
In his system, in his head.
That's the entire NFL.
I mean, that's exactly what Shady said.
Yeah. For me, Chip tried to he tried to be a college recruiter in the NFL.
Can't do it.
He wanted full control so he could be a college recruiter in the NFL, which you can't do, obviously, right?
Yeah.
The situation that he's in with San Francisco, is he going to change it overnight? No. But there is a hard-headed GM in San Francisco that is going to let him run amok and say, no, I don't want this guy. No, I don't want this guy. I'm going to trade this guy. I'm going to trade that guy. Now, the good news is the 49ers aren't any fucking players. So everyone's going to have to, they're going to have to bring anyone new anyway.
The really good news out of that whole situation is for Colin Kaepernick.
I think Kaepernick gives a shot.
If they get him back and he's all
he's
in,
under contract right now. So
if they don't trade him, you know what I mean? So
end up in Cleveland.
they have a legit quarterback to run his style of offense.
My thing is about Chip Kelly is this.
The read option with Colin Kaepernick is fucking dangerous. It can be dangerous.
Genius when it comes to scheme offensively. And I think what happened with the Eagles this year was he had to spend so much time figuring out personnel and figuring out moves and trying to put the puzzle together, but then also coaching. Now he's in San Francisco, where there's a guy that's going to give him the talent, hopefully, right? Hopefully give him the talent. And all he has to do is focus on scheme and execution. I think Chip Kelly's going to be just fine. I think the 49ers are going to be just fine. On this caveat, you got to get some fucking players there. Remember last offseason,
defensive players.
Everyone retired. Everyone was scared. Everyone just moved on, right? They got to get some players. Hopefully he keeps Kaepernick for the year. I mean, I know he's guaranteed $11 million or something for the year. Whatever. So pay his ass. See what's what. Because Kaepernick 2 years ago
was Jaws' favorite quarterback.
He was the best ever.
Best ever quarterback according to Jaws.
Ever. Right? He was the best ever. He was one play away from back-to-back Super Bowls. People forget that shit. Harbaugh Bowl, who was the quarterback?
Kaepernick.
Yep. That was 2 years ago. We're not talking 20 years ago.
I get it.
2 years ago.
But see, here's the thing with Chip going there, though. You're talking about a storied franchise of the NFL in the 49ers.
One of the storied franchises.
So if he goes in there, the team's already been obliterated as it is.
Sure.
So he can't go blow it up.
Yeah.
But if he cannot make this turnaround, he's done in the NFL.
Absolutely. Agreed. 100% agree.
He's absolutely done.
But you know what? You know what San Francisco's a lot closer to than Philly?
He might be a good offensive coordinator in the NFL, but
geographically, what's a lot closer, San Francisco versus Philly? Oregon.
Oh.
Huh. I'm on the West Coast again. Stopping our eyes.
Yeah.
Let me get every stud from Oregon to come play in San Francisco. I'll be all right.
Well, speaking of the West Coast, Jim. We had some.
Go do your thing, Chip.
We had some major news breakout this week that a team from St. Louis is no longer there.
Ah,
pack the shit up. Where's Mayflower?
So,
not Mayflower because it's a done deal.
We're now talking about the Los Angeles Rams and soon to be Los Angeles Chargers. It might not happen this year. It might be next year. But.
Yeah. So the Chargers are in a situation where. So what happened? Obviously, everyone knows. Rams got approved. They're in LA. That's a thing.
I got a good question.
I think they're going to play off-site somewhere, Coliseum maybe. I'm not sure next year. The stadium's not going to be ready until 2017 or something. But LA next or St. Louis. I'm sorry. The Rams, not St. Louis Rams.
Los Angeles Rams.
The Rams will be in LA next year.
LA Rams.
Yeah, they'll be in LA next year. And then they have the Chargers have 1 year to decide. whether or not they're going to go.
But they basically played off the final game of the season like it was the last game in San Diego.
I mean, I have Phillip every
Rivers,
belief.
Phillip Rivers cried.
Yeah, I have every belief that the Chargers will also be playing in that same stadium that the Rams are playing in. And that just leaves the Raiders out. So one of two things is going to happen. The mayor of Oakland is going to figure out a way to keep the Raiders there and get them a new stadium. Or the Raiders are going to try to find a different city.
San Antonio is allegedly on the list. San Antonio has been on the list for a while, and I wanted to tell you this earlier when we talked about it earlier.
Yep.
So over the summer, it may have been in May when I heard this, but the mayor of San Antonio heard that the Raiders were looking at San Antonio, and his main comment was, "I would welcome the Raiders with open arms, but the Raiders fan base needs to stay where they are."
Oh, I missed that.
That should
I missed that.
When I heard that, I was just like, "The fuck? Why would you say that?"
The best quote I heard, and I can't remember what it was, but it was a comment on something on Facebook. So there's someone out there, and you can claim it if you're listening to us. But it was, "I don't care the city that we play in. Raider Nation is about Raiders. It doesn't matter what the name of the city is." So
they say that now.
Fuck that, right? Fuck that.
All right, so let's go back to St. Louis real quick, dude. Your team leaves town. Fuck. Like, what do you do as a fan? Like, I feel so betrayed. Like,
we got a bunch more Bears fans.
Grant, you only had two. You only had two really good seasons.
Yeah.
As the St. Louis Rams. You know, the greatest show on turf.
Won Super Bowl.
You did. But all of a sudden, then your team just goes to shit after that.
Honestly, I don't think they care. And hopefully someone...
That's a big sports team. That's a big sports city with the Cardinals, dude.
It's a big baseball and hockey city. It's a big baseball and hockey city. There's some diehard... And I'm sure there are. I'm not trying to, negate any of it.
But when you guys go to the Bears game there, and there are more Bears fans than our Rams fans...
Which is what I'm saying. Right?
You almost bring this upon yourself.
And the only thing that we brought up San Antonio going or as a potential landing spot for the Raiders, and we don't know. I mean, fuck, they could go anywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, they probably end up staying over.
Oklahoma City Raiders.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we don't know. Right. All we know is it's going to be City Raiders. Like the Raiders name is not going anywhere because Mike Davis isn't selling the team. It's just a matter of putting where it needs to go. But if you're as a diehard fan base. It's not one, right? It's a base. The Raiders have that base. And it's been proven because they've moved from L.A. to Oakland, Oakland back to L.A., L.A. back to Oakland. They've done this before.
Yeah.
Right? And the fans don't go anywhere.
The California Raiders.
They exactly. And, yes. And as far as the Rams or the St. Louis fans are concerned, at least you got the Cardinals. I mean, because you don't have the Rams anymore.
You got the Blues.
You got the Blues. You got the Cardinals. You don't have the Rams anymore.
So let's just put hypothetically.
And honestly, you don't deserve them because you don't fucking go to the games.
Hypothetically, if say you are one of those few diehard fans that are Rams fans, when they came to town, you were like, "I'm jumping on board." It's the early '90s when they got there. Like, I mean, I'm on board. This is my team. What do you do as a fan? Like, who do you go for at that point? Don't use your Bears.
I follow the random Facebook guy that I saw. Right, I'm a Rams fan. Doesn't matter the name of the city. Honestly, and that's how I do it. Right, that's how I would do it. If God forbid the Bears, which
never gonna happen.
The apocalypse is gonna happen before that shit happens. But if the Chicago Bears got moved to...
They'd be the London Bears at that point.
Yeah, I'd be a fucking London Bears fan. I follow the team, right? And here's why. Because the players, which drive your loyalty and continue to drive your loyalty, right?
Yeah.
The Todd Gurley's of the world, right? Todd Gurley's going to have a great career. He's going to have a great career. He's a great brand. He's the next Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Right? You know where he's going to be playing?
L.A.
You know who he's going to be playing for? The Rams. So, if you're a St. Louis fan, you got to be an L.A. Rams fan. You got to be. You have to be.
But you got to feel betrayed by them leaving, though. And I grant you, it's the ownership that did it, but...
That's the business side of it, though. That's the business side of it.
But you feel betrayed still.
Sure.
So
absolutely, you feel betrayed.
You almost want to become a fan of every team that plays against them.
And I guess I say it. Is that how you would do it?
In my opinion, like, I would just jump on, no offense. I mean, obviously, I'm on board with the Bears, but I don't want my team to leave town. And you know what teams never leave the town? Green Bay.
Yeah.
Just jump on board.
But you have, all right, so this brings up a little bit deeper conversation
because you're not going for Kansas City.
Right?
We already know that.
But this brings back. We live in Indianapolis, right? The Colts weren't always here.
We had a choice. It was Cincinnati or Chicago.
We chose
that's what happened, right? Yeah. And that was a little bit. I mean, it was right around the same time that we would pay attention, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
The Colts were here for the majority of your guys' adulthood, where it made sense, right?
Yeah.
But if you're a Baltimore fan, I'm sorry, if you're a Baltimore Colts fan, what happened then? Same question, right? It's the same kind of ideal.
Yeah.
Now the next generation, right? So in LA, what's going to happen is if the Rams show up in LA, not if, when they do, there's going to be a generation just like you guys were that didn't necessarily know the history of them in St. Louis per se, and they just grew up knowing the LA Rams are here, and be diehard LA Rams fans, just like you guys are.
Yeah.
Right? But
we
make fun of Colts fans on a weekly basis. So there's plenty of Colts fans out there that are bandwagon and everything else. And you're talking about LA. They're gonna be bandwagon as fuck.
Yeah.
That's LA. That's what they do. They don't show up until fucking halftime.
You see that? Did you see the Lakers game
where
the dude took his fucking Lakers jersey off and then there was a Warriors jersey on below it?
I saw the same thing, and I'm going to talk about this later, but a Minnesota Vikings fan had the jersey on. Blair Walsh misses the field goal. He takes the jersey off. All of a sudden, he's a Seahawks fan. So this shit happens. You know what? Good for LA for getting a team. It's too big of a market to not get a team. I mean, just with everything else they can do, right? Well, Super Bowl.
Was a $2.5 billion stadium?
I mean, it's insane. So, good luck. I hope the Raiders figure it out, because I think the Raiders actually have a good nucleus and a good team. So, you're bringing it back to football, right? I think they have a good, whether it's in Oakland or San Antonio, whatever, the players are going to come with.
I hope it stays in Oakland.
I do too.
All right, so moving on. Jib, you already preluded it. Let's talk about the Seahawks win. Or I should say, Minnesota's loss.
I was going to say, was the Seahawks win?
Or Blair Walsh's loss.
You know what? Lace is fucking out, right? Everyone's talking about it and everything. I love Blair Walsh just coming out and saying, you know what? It doesn't fucking matter what I'm kicking. It could be a watermelon. I think it was an actual quote, may have been. It could have been a watermelon. I should have made that kick. And he should.
Yeah. It's just like, you remember when Gold missed the kick?
Yeah, absolutely.
You were like, you know, absolutely. We gave him a bye, and the next week he did
it again, right? And
you got to give him a bye.
My thing is, you were in the red zone three other times at least in that game and couldn't score touchdowns. That's not on Blair.
No.
Right? That's not on Blair.
The game should not be left.
You did a phenomenal job, and when I say you, I mean the Vikings, a phenomenal job in containing one of the hottest quarterbacks, if not the hottest quarterback, going into the playoffs in Russell Wilson. I mean, the dude was on fire.
Yeah.
Look at his numbers. You know, and you contained him. You did a phenomenal job on defense.
22 touchdowns and 3 interceptions in the last, couple games.
Couldn't score touchdowns. That was your problem. Here's what I will say. Minnesota, as much as I hate to say it, bright fucking future. I mean, bright future. Literally. I mean, you hung with the best, and you won the division. You go into Green Bay, you win a game. You should have won a game against Seattle. a team that's clearly, you know, been to Super Bowls, won a Super Bowl, and the whole thing.
You were the team.
Nothing to hang your hat on.
You were the team to take them out, though.
You were.
And now, the question I have for you, Jib, is Seattle the team to beat in the NFC?
Yeah, I mean,
we've been big on the Cardinals all year, dude, but is Seattle now getting past the wild card round? Are they the team to beat?
I think they were the team to beat going into the wild card round. I really do. I think they were the hot, them and the Steelers.
Who'd
just like everyone else.
Who'd you bet on?
In that game, I bet on the Seahawks.
Okay.
And unfortunately, they didn't cover the spread because it was a 3-point.
How much you bet on?
Touchdown? Yeah. No, I bet the spread was 3, so they had to win by a field goal. They won by 1.
Oh.
So, you know, it is what it is, right? I mean, anyone that bet on Minnesota plus 3 obviously won, and they won either way, whether he made the field goal or he didn't make the field goal. He didn't make the field goal. Fine. Seattle shouldn't have won the game, but guess what? They did.
Yeah.
And I know we're getting in the fourth quarter, we're going to talk about our picks and whatever.
But man, Panthers up next. That's a sexy matchup, dude.
Yeah.
We're talking about Russell and Cam, dude. Oh, I cannot wait for Sunday.
Guys, I mean,
Sunday at 1 o'clock is going to be fucking awesome.
I mean, I got a root for Seattle.
Is it 1 o'clock or a 4 o'clock game?
Yeah. It's a 1 o'clock game.
Oh, dude, that's going to be awesome. I cannot wait for Sunday morning, dude.
But I can't.
We'll get into that. Minnesota, you know what? Blair Walsh. The dude.
He's going to be kicking to Minnesota.
I think we talked about this. The Buffalo Bills, 30 for 30.
Yeah.
Right? And the dude that I can't remember his name for the life of me that missed the field goal that would have beat the Giants in their first Super Bowl. That he came out in their kind of reconciliation parade or whatever. Buffalo Bills. No, I don't know. I can't remember his name. But the Buffalo Bills fans like cheered him on and said, you know, no big deal, whatever. And he lost a Super Bowl. So...
Oh, you're talking about in the 30 for 30.
Yeah, I'm talking about 30 for 30. So, I'm just saying, Blair Walsh, keep your fucking head up. You missed the field goal. Not the end of the world. The Vikings fucked up 20. Seahawks move on.
And hopefully the Vikings know that. Real quick, let's get this quick game out of the way. The Chiefs blew out the AFC South.
Did anyone see it?
Nope.
I did.
I didn't see him shut down.
I was not really surprised.
That was the one game that I won.
Congratulations, Kansas City. You now get to play New England Patriots.
God, I hope they kick the shit out of him.
That is going to be a sexy matchup too, dude. Yeah.
My money's on KC too.
All these matchups we're going into are awesome.
They are. And you know what? Hats off, guys. Honestly, hats off to the Texans. They made the playoffs with no quarterback.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? And you didn't have a quarterback, and it showed in the playoffs.
And their defense, they had three of them.
And you lost your starting running back. Your star running back.
Probably had the worst performance in the playoffs that you ever could. I think he had, what, 4 picks? Or 3 picks and 2 losses.
I didn't understand why they didn't pull him after the first half.
Playoffs. I don't know, but...
Well, fuck it. I mean, you've been pulling quarterbacks the entire season. Why not switch it up?
Jamie Watt getting hurt in that game didn't help either.
I would have changed this game up a little bit.
I don't think it mattered, dude. It didn't matter because Kansas City, from the first play, ran it back.
The first play. This game's over with.
It was over the first play.
All right, so that was quick. All right, so let's talk about the Packers. Unfortunately, they beat the Redskins, which I picked the Redskins to win, which it looked really good, and I texted you early on.
They
and
did.
I was like, my name's Jim. I picked the Packers to win. I should listen to Steve more often.
And you know what?
As soon as I sent that message,
as great of a guy, for the record, as I am, I did not say anything about
it. You should have. I deserved it.
He's so modest. As great of a guy as I am, I didn't say anything.
You're so modest, too.
God, I am. I am. You know, look, everyone's on kind of 50-50, right? With the Packers, are they back? Are they not back? Look, you played a terrible defense.
But real quick, before you get into, like, dogging on the Redskins, did you watch the game at all?
I watched the entire fucking game because there's only bet I hit.
How fucking cool was it when the entire Washington crowd was like, you like that? You like that? I thought that was awesome. I was like, oh shit, they're really
good. Hey, there's fans again. There's football fans again in Washington. And you can thank Kirk Cousins and Jay Gruden for that. Right? You can, hey, There's fans again in Washington.
And they have something to root for.
And they have something to root for.
Yeah.
It's not RG3. And that's fine. You've moved on. And there's a good future.
You have the right guy there.
There's a good future there, right? You're not as talented as an Aaron Rodgers. And that showed.
You're a young team.
Your future is good in Washington. The right team won. Do I think Green Bay's figured everything out?
No.
No, I don't.
Fuck no.
I don't. Fuck I don't. Because it was not as good of a defense and whatever. Doesn't matter. Green Bay wins the game. Guess what? You get to go to Arizona.
Okay, so speaking of which, so we'll stay on with Packers. The last time the Packers were a wild card team in the playoffs, they won the Super Bowl.
They did. It's not happening this year.
Not happening this year? No.
No way. There's no way.
So Arizona...
In order for the Packers to win the Super Bowl, they have to go to Arizona and beat Arizona. Last time they played each other was 38-8. And then they potentially have to play either Carolina or the Seahawks. Yeah, not happening. And then, I don't know, Patriots... I don't know. Anyone in the air. Fuck. I don't know. You know what? I'll take it back. What I will say is this. If the Packers beat Arizona, and then the Packers beat either Carolina or Seattle without giving away who I'm picking, they'll win the Super Bowl because they'll be whoever in the AFC.
We got to save it for the final.
Yeah. I mean, they'll be whoever it is in the AFC because I think the AFC is digressed. Ridiculous. But that's a whole different conversation. Well, Packers, thank you for helping me win the bet. Appreciate it.
Other than that,
fuck you.
There you go.
That's a fantastic leeway into the AFC. So let's go ahead and bring out the biggest game of the week. The Bengals handing the game over to their division rival.
And the only reason this is the biggest game of the week is because the Bengals proved, once again, that
they are
fucking bungles.
We gotta keep our composure.
What the fuck? I mean, we're sitting there. The three of us are sitting there watching the end of this game. And we were all looking at each other like,
this game's over.
Oh my God, Cincinnati's going to win. Cincinnati's going to beat Pittsburgh. Cincinnati's going to beat. Oh, no. Just kidding. We're going to fucking 15-yard penalty. And then we're going to get another 15-yard penalty. And we're going to give him a chip shot to win. And he's not Blair Walsh, so he hits it. The fuck happened?
And we didn't
win. My God, Cincinnati, I feel bad for you, but stop. For the love of God, hiring thugs to play for you.
I felt bad for Maher.
He's the one that does it, dude. He's the one that does it. I said immediately after.
Don't put this on Maher.
Maher is a fantastic coach.
Do not put this on him.
He's got personnel decisions. He's got fucking thugs playing for him. Fuck that. He should be gone. And the second that game went the way it did, Marvin Lewis should have been fired.
Oh, that's not his fault.
Marvin Lewis had one of the best seasons that Cincinnati has ever had here recently in recent years.
Agree.
There's absolutely no reason to fire him over the heat of the moment, which would happen in two players. There's no reason.
Who's the offensive coordinator? He's playing. He's coaching Cleveland now. We just talked about him. The only black guy, Hugh Jackson.
Right. Yeah. He had nothing to do with that.
What I'm saying is their remarkable season, Andy Dalton and doing everything he did, a large part of that was the offensive coordinator.
Hugh
Jackson is the reason why that offense looked as good as it did. Their defense, Marvin Lewis's territory, he's not a defense coordinator, but that's his forte, right, is defense. He's got players like Pac-Man Jones and what was the fucking dude's name?
Perfect,
right?
Not so perfect.
Doing what the fuck they did at the end of the game. You literally, two players, gave that game away. That's not Marvin, dude. I don't give a shit. You're a leader of that team. You lead your players to not make stupid decisions in that kind of fucking situation. You just don't. And we all have managers we hate, right? We all have managers that we hate. We all do. We all have people that we work for.
So why do you hate Marvin Lewis?
I don't hate Marvin Lewis. I'm saying Marvin Lewis should have better control of his players That should never have been an issue, and we should have been talking about the Cincinnati Bengals playing this weekend, and now we're talking about a team that lost their best wide receiver, their top one and two running back, and potentially their quarterback, and you still fucking lost.
Jim, we just talked about coaches not having player personnel control, okay? Marvin Lewis obviously does it. He's given these players, and he has to make it work.
But can you not influence them, though, Steve, is what I'm asking.
You can't. I can't change you. Can I change you?
If you're my boss and you told me you do this my way or not, and if you don't, I'm going to fire you. Yeah, I'm going to listen to you because you're my fucking boss.
But you're
Marvin
making
Lewis is the boss.
You're making more money than me.
Doesn't matter.
As a player, you're making more money than me.
But if you fire me, I'm not getting paid anymore.
That's no.
I'm just saying. I think
we're talking about a different world with that. We're talking about a different world with that, dude. So, but I guess the biggest issue that I have with your anti Marvin Lewis thing is he's been controlling that team for a long time, and he's done a decent job here recently.
No playoff wins.
He's done a decent job. Nobody's gotten arrested. Allegedly, that I don't remember about it. Like in the big time media.
Yeah, I know. You're right. You're right.
He's done a good job of
he's
that.
He's controlled
and
that.
And then all of a sudden this happens, and then all of a sudden everybody's calling for Marvin Lewis's head. No, I don't agree with that at all.
You can't manage the dudes. You can't.
He can. He absolutely can. Those guys those guys lost their cool. You cannot put this on him. It's not worth it. No.
All right, so then wrong. Fire him because he can't win a fucking playoff game. Man.
All right, so real quick. Perfect hit on Antonio Brown. Pac-Man said he was acting. He winked at him.
Yeah, did you see it today, though? Like, he can't apologize.
He said, he did. Antonio Brown is now
Pac-Man. Pac-Man said he was going to apologize if Antonio wasn't playing. And Antonio's not playing, so he came out and apologized. Three game hit. Whatever. Yeah.
So now,
I am so done with those idiots because you won the fucking game and you made stupid decisions. So fuck off.
So now we're talking about injuries, and we're also talking about Big Ben here. Big Ben had AC tear or something like that. Ligament tear and then AC sprain. And from what I've listened to all week from all quarterbacks that have been talking about this, is it's pretty much impossible to move your arm.
Huh, that's great.
So, all I'm going to say is, breaking news by El Snow. Reggie Wayne is officially retiring.
I'm done. He says he's...
Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
So...
Just 2 hours ago, Reggie Wayne retiring. I'm done. It's just time.
Was he even on a roster right now?
No.
So he's going to retire as a Colt?
He's going to retire as a Colt, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I got to come back just for that.
So anyway, so Reggie Wayne retires. So that's breaking news.
We broke that shit.
Obviously, Facebook didn't break it for us. So Big Ben being injured and playing without Antonio Brown the next game is going to be
Williams.
Huge.
Yeah.
This morning there was no line. What's the line at right now for the next
7.5
game?
7.5.
Jesus.
Denver -7.5.
Big Ben can play through that injury because that dude's a monster.
I'm gonna shock the world. Are we in the picks yet? Are we in Q4 yet?
We are.
Are we there yet?
We're there.
I'm so ready for picks.
All right. So what we're gonna kick it off with is Kansas City at New England.
Why are you gonna start with that one? This one I don't want
to
know.
Dude, they're all the same way. The only sure pick in this to me is the final game: Pittsburgh and Denver. All
right. So.
Kansas City at New England.
So New England's been teetering 4.5, 5, 5, 4.5.
Actually, before you do this, let's make a shot bet for the season.
All right.
All three of us.
Snow's going to get on it. Snow, so, no shit. He's going to get on it.
We got a 4-team parlay, Snow. Yeah, Kansas City at New England, Green Bay at Arizona, Seattle at Carolina, Pittsburgh at Denver. Who you got?
KC.
Before we even talk about the games, we're just going picks.
We gotta do it. We're doing a parlay now.
All right. So KC. All
right.
They're on a roll. Fuck Tom Brady. Arizona.
Don't talk about it. Just pick it.
Okay. KC. Arizona. Cocksucker. I mean Carolina. And Denver.
Bam. Can I get one?
You can get one. No, I'm going to do the Odell version.
Young and Cam. All right, so you got KC, Arizona, Carolina, and Denver.
Yup.
All right. That's a pretty that's a pretty strong one. I like what he's done. He's wrong.
story of my life.
Kansas City, and I'm going to go ahead and just get into talking about Kansas City because it's what we let off with. Kansas City's had a great run. You're going into New England, dude. It's January. This is where they shine, dude. Edelman's back. Amendola's playing.
Brady's hurt. But Mike's still be playing.
Brady's always going to play, dude, no matter what.
Brady's absolutely playing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That
half an ankle.
That dude will be throwing in a wheelchair. It'll be just fine.
It'll be fine.
It's New England. It's going to be a good game to watch.
So I'm taking New England as well. They do not cover the spread, though.
What
spread
is the spread?
Five. They're not covering the spread. I take New England. They're not covering the spread. I really, really hope that Kansas City wins. So when I say they're not covering the spread, I'm actually betting Kansas City plus +5 so they can lose. I up to +5 because I don't think New England's going to win.
I
don't think New England's going to cover the spread.
I agree with you on the thought of I think that New England's going to win. I hope Kansas City wins.
Which is why I'm going to bet
KC's
Kansas City plus.
Thing. They're winning this.
Yeah.
This is happening.
I would like to see the next round.
So if you tell me I have to pick a game pick for our bet, I will take New England. But I'm betting Kansas City plus +5 because I think that they could win. But if they lose, they're not losing by more than 5 points.
Well, as much as it pains me to say this, like, I think I'm going to go straight home team at this point in time. I'm going to go New England, Arizona. I got to go fucking Superman. Yeah. I'm a fan. He's made me a fan. And Denver, dude.
Is that the exact same thing that Snow did?
Minus
the Kansas City game. All right, so obviously I just said what I did. So my pick for the first game is New England. My second.
Got Green Bay at Arizona.
Arizona to win. My third pick, I'm taking Seattle. And my fourth pick, I'm taking the Steelers.
Oh, all right. Oh.
Let's bring it all down. Let's just go in order.
Let's back it up.
We already talked about the Patriots.
Arizona.
So the line's 7.5, so I want to bring that up. I really want to bring that up because that's a big number. I don't think Arizona covers that spread. As of right now, I don't. That may change.
Even with their
7.5 is a big number, man.
They had a week off. Green Bay came off a hot week. Aaron Rodgers is hot.
The only reason I say that they're not.
What's gonna happen? Like.
I think Aaron Rodgers is too good for them to keep it as a blowout. 7.5 points in the NFL is a blowout when it comes to betting.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I really don't. Vegas thinks it's going to be a blowout. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think Aaron Rodgers keeps it as close as he possibly can. But the Cardinals have one of the best offenses and honestly one of the best defenses in the league. Aaron Rodgers looked amazing. They finally figured it out against the Redskins. That's not the Cardinals' defense.
You brought this up earlier. Carson Palmer has not won a playoff game.
He's about to right now.
That's the one issue I have with picking Arizona. The one issue. Yeah. I'm also not picking Green Bay because fuck Green Bay. That's why.
All right, so
the sexiest game of the fucking week, Russell Wilson at Cam Newton.
Okay, so the line is Carolina minus -1.5.
This is gonna be fucking amazing.
It'll be a great game, and it's Carolina minus -1.5. So
Marshawn Lynch is apparently pumped and ready to go.
He's playing, which is why I'm taking Seattle.
He can't play like
Seattle
out of the season.
Seattle in the playoffs the last 2 years. You don't bet against them.
I think the only way...
They were 2 yards away from back-to-back Super Bowl, Steve.
I think the only way Seattle can beat them... Marshawn Lynch is playing great. Congratulations. You're not running through them. You're not going to do it. The only way to beat Seattle is in the secondary. Josh Norman is... He's a great player, but the rest of the team is suspect as far as their corners go. The only way for them to win is Russell Wilson beating them.
I think he's got it.
I'll be very curious to see that.
I'm taking Seattle plus
well,
one
I think
and a half.
The sexiest game of the week, dude.
I'm taking Seattle plus 1.5. That is a lock for me. That is the lock of the weekend. Seattle wins
at
this
home.
Game. Seattle
at
wins
home
this
in
game.
Carolina, man.
Seattle wins this game, and I think Seattle wins it by a lot more than you guys think.
The way
I don't
Carolina,
think it's
going to
be as close as game as you think. Like,
it's
I
not
think,
far-fetched.
Pete Carroll behind the wheel and then put the pedal to the metal.
I think Seattle's going to roll.
It's not far-fetched because Carolina's
that 15-1 team is a piece of shit.
I'm not saying they're a piece of shit. I'm just saying that you're playing the wrong team at the wrong time. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, that's
You play Carolina. Carolina played Seattle already this year, right? And they beat them. It was in October.
I'm just not really. I'm not ready to jump on a Seattle bandwagon. I mean, the rest of the media at this point in time.
You know how much I hate the media.
I mean, you're doing the same thing.
I know, and you know how much I hate the media. But to me, Seattle's not any different right now in the playoffs than betting against the Patriots. I just you don't see it. It doesn't happen. Look, Seattle wins in the playoffs. The Patriots win the playoffs. I will not be shocked. If it's the Patriots and the Seahawks again in the playoffs.
The Patriots are a dynasty, though.
I am almost
Seattle is on the verge of building a dynasty right now. This game...
How is it not a dynasty, Steve?
It's not, you've been twice in a row. Congratulations. It's awesome. Congratulations, Seattle. It's great.
New England, always in the mix. When do you become a dynasty, then? If they make it this year, are they a dynasty? Because they're going to make it.
You've got to win another one.
I am taking the Seattle Seahawks. And again, if you've listened to 5 minutes of this podcast over the last 21 episodes, you know I'm anti-media. You know I don't conform to bullshit, whatever. But I just know there's a lot of talent. Which the Seahawks
have. A lot of talent that the
Seahawks clearly
have.
You
make that up right now?
I did. But there's also a little bit of luck that plays into all of it, right?
Yeah.
And how lucky can you get coming away from that Minnesota game? Pete Carroll spent the entire week talking about, we should have lost that fucking game. And we didn't. God wants us to win, or... luck wants us to win, or whatever it is.
They got
right?
somebody on their side right now.
Someone wants us to win.
Buddha's on
you
their side.
You better go into Carolina.
Tom Cruise.
And do your damn thing.
Oprah Winfrey's on their side right now.
Did you see magic?
Do your damn thing.
I am tempted to switch over just because, just thinking, they squeak by us.
Compelling argument.
That too, but they also squeak by us. They squeak by the Saints. They squeak by... about five other teams and barely won this year.
But
and now they're
see,
playing
here's,
the
here's
Seahawks.
The thing that you're not familiar with, because I am. The Colts matched up very well against them because we are a team that can beat you with the pass. We're a team because now we're out of the playoffs. But that's why we played very well against them.
But the Giants.
We could not run the ball. Because that's the thing. That's what I'm telling you. Russell Wilson has to beat Carolina.
He doesn't have the talent
to be able to do it.
Seahawks.
I hope Cam does it.
Here's what's hilarious about this whole. Not hilarious, but
very
this is the closest line of every game this week. Is this game that you and
I
are debating the most about?
What we talked about it last week and the week before is
this is the closest game.
Cam and Russell.
Yeah.
The new Peyton and Tom. Like, and
about to find out.
About to find out this weekend, dude. It's going to be awesome. All right, so final game of the week weekend is going to be Pittsburgh at Denver.
So I picked straight up. He picked the Broncos because he's a fucking Peyton Manning homo. You picked Denver because you think you yeah.
Well, no. Look,
Pittsburgh does not deserve.
The only reason I'm going to pick Denver is Antonio Brown's out at this point in time. Big Ben without Antonio Brown's got a lot of proof because. It's when you can make a 5 yard throw to that guy and he can run it fucking 65
sure.
yards.
Absolutely.
That gap is fucking huge,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah, yeah, you're
like,
absolutely right.
You're losing someone so dramatic on your team.
Big loss.
It's huge. It's
big loss.
Now, Marcus Wheaton, like, I'm not saying that to get some. You had a fantastic catch that shouldn't have been a catch, but I don't know what a catch is in the NFL anymore.
Yeah, it was
but it looked great on instant replay. I mean, it was a butt catch, but I don't understand.
Catch.
It was one foot in bounds, but it was a catch. Whatever. I just can't get behind anybody else on the team. You're a lot, you don't have D'Angelo Williams playing. You don't have Antonio Brown playing. Big Ben's hurt.
So here's
Peyton's coming back. I mean,
fuck. I haven't actually officially seen on my bookies site.
Peyton is making his final ride right now. This could be it.
This
could be it.
That
dude.
Could be it. And I know that straight up, when we talk about just picks,
Jimbo's taking his last shot.
All right, hold on. All right, hold on. I got a good point though. Hold on. All right, I don't forget the point. So you're right. Peyton, last ride.
This could be it. We don't know.
And everything, right? But here's my thing. I understand how important Antonio Brown is. Right? I get it.
He's the best receiver in the league, dude.
How many championships, Super Bowls, does Ben Roethlisberger have?
Two.
He's got two, right? He's arguably a great quarterback, right? Like, I mean,
one of the best in the league, without a doubt. Yeah,
we don't question that, right?
No.
Who's Tom Brady throwing the ball to?
Amendola, Edelman, Gronkowski.
They're like all hurt and beat up, though.
But
exactly. They're all playing in the next game.
Yeah, but they're all hurt and beat up.
What I'm saying though is they're all coming off injury. Does Tom Brady not figure it out? Does it not matter who it is? Right? Tom Brady's always figured it out
when he's playing quarterback, though.
But he's always figured it out, right? Tom Brady with a depleted core figures it out.
That's
right?
True.
Right? And I'm not saying Roethlisberger is as good as Brady.
But now we're
what I'm saying though is if you think Brady. Enough about Brady to think that he's going to be able to do his thing no matter what, right? Roethlisberger has proven that it doesn't matter, right? So what I personally think is this is Roethlisberger's chance to say, you know what, it doesn't matter who I'm throwing the ball to. Antonio Brown, best receiver in the game, not here. I'm going into Denver. I'm going to light these fuckers up, and I'm going to win because I am that good. And it doesn't matter who I'm throwing the ball to. Antonio Brown just makes it easier. That's how I look at it. So that's why I'm taking the Steelers in our bet to win. What I'm saying though, when I come to my bookie, I'm taking the plus because there's still a chance that they're going to lose, but they're not going to lose by more than 7.
Oh my God.
That's all I'm saying.
That is the funniest thing you ever said. You're betting on the Steelers without Antonio Brown.
I'm taking the Steelers.
I don't understand you.
David.
I don't know who you are.
Call me God. Take it.
All right, Jim. That is episode 21, sir.
We are 21.
We got a big weekend. Man, it's going to be so much fun watching football.
I can't wait. Yeah, I'm super excited.
It's
bittersweet, though.
Football. Yes,
it's bittersweet because we only have a few weeks left, and then we got to deal with the offseason. But,
unfortunately,
I think we have four really, really, really good matchups. Clearly,
this is the best weekend right now.
Clearly, you guys wanted the Colts in it. I knew the Bears weren't going to be in it.
Thank God we weren't.
But this is the weekend for four very good games. You know, we argued about almost all of them.
This could be like one of the best.
It could be very cool.
This could be one of the best matchup weekends the NFL's ever had.
Yeah, absolutely.
In recent years, at least. You know,
absolutely. So, once again, princesspodcast.com. Check our shit out. Buy some shit. I know we got a bunch of new likes this last week, so we appreciate that because I didn't think that was a thing. But we got a bunch of new likes, so keep checking us out. And we will be back next week recapping and previewing Championship Weekend. And as always, Princess
Bear.
Ha! For those of you that stopped listening, just kidding. I got one last rant for you. And I don't even know why I didn't bring this up earlier, but for all of those conspiracy theorists out there, I'm with you. You got one last chance, potentially, for Tom Brady to play Peyton Manning for another AFC championship game. And you tell me that that's not what's going to happen? What I picked earlier was for it not to happen. I picked the Patriots, and I picked the Steelers, and they're going to play each other, which would be epic in itself. But the NFL will figure out a way, as they always do, to sell more tickets, to have higher ratings, and have everyone be completely bought into what is going to be their Super 50 leading up to it. And you're going to tell me that there's not a chance that they're going to figure out a way that Tom Brady plays Peyton Manning potentially for the last time? I think that's very, very possible. So mark my words, not my picks. My picks are where they need to be. But I will not be shocked if you see the New England Patriots going back to Denver for the one last showdown of Brady Manning.
So what you're saying is your picks are not what you're going to actually bet on.
I don't know, because now I'm so pissed at the NFL.
I don't know.
I'm so confused. But you know what? You sell tickets, though, right? Every one of us, everyone around, love to see Manning, love to see Brady, love to see that thing epically end.
That Brady versus Manning as a Colt was the game to watch. That's the new age of Jordan versus Magic, or Jordan versus Bird, or Jordan versus Isaiah.
Or Jordan versus everyone. Yeah,
that's who it was. And Brady is the Jordan right now.
Yeah,
you know. So
don't be surprised. That was our final take. We had to do that because, you know what, it needed to happen, and I needed to mention that shit. Don't be surprised. And now for real, though, Princess Bear Down.